Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, which struck New Orleans last year, produced one of the most extraordinary displays of scams, schemes, and stupefying bureaucratic bungles in modern history. It is estimated that there is up to $2 billion in fraud and waste, which represents nearly 11% of the $19 billion spent on aid to help victims of the storms. Mr. Ye, a hotel owner in Sugarland, Texas, has been apprehended for submitting false room bills for non-existent victims. He submitted $232,000 in bills for empty rooms, but his lawyer said that Mr. Ye was mentally incompetent and that the charges should be dismissed. There are bureaucrats who ordered nearly $500 million worth of mobile homes that are still empty. They cost $34,500 each and were supposed to provide temporary housing to hurricane victims, but Louisiana officials balked at installing them inland, and so there was no use for them. Nearly half of the $860 million worth of mobile homes now sit at an airfield in Arkansas, where $250,000 a month is being charged just to store them. And there is the Illinois woman who tried to collect federal benefits by claiming she watched her two daughters drown in the rising waters. In fact, she has no children. The most disturbing cases, said Mr. Dugas, a United States attorney who is leading the anti-fraud task force for the Justice Department, are those involving government officials accused of orchestrating elaborate scams. A clerk from the Louisiana Department of Labor has been charged with issuing about 80 fraudulent disaster unemployment benefit cards in exchange for bribes of up to $300 per application. In New Orleans, two aid officials have pleaded guilty to taking $20,000 in bribes in exchange for inflating the count on the number of meals a contractor was serving disaster workers. And a councilman has been charged with trying to extort $100,000 from a debris removal contractor. To date, Mr. Dugas said, federal prosecutors have filed hurricane-related criminal charges against 335 individuals. Separately, Red Cross officials say they are investigating 7,100 cases of possible fraud. Mr. Dugas said that in all of his investigative work, he has never encountered the range of abuses he has seen with Hurricane Katrina. "I still don't think we fully understand the depth of the problem," he said.